From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. One of the Chavez County deputies of the officers involved shooting of a Midway man who died offered his testimony to state police on Monday. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington has more.
My deputy went, gave his statement to the New Mexico State Police because I had called them in to do the investigation of that. At this time, everything appears to be going as I expected during this investigation, and get it turned over to the district attorney for their clarification on the case.
Chavez County deputies attempted to serve two arrest warrants on 31-year-old Sergio Quiteres Chariz at his residence in Midway on Sunday, March the 21st. Anthony Breeding of Lee County pled in 5th Judicial Court on Monday to second-degree murder, receiving stolen property, also transportation or possession of a firearm by a felon. He was sentenced to 16 years in state prison for those crimes committed in December of 2019. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Baldetis filed a lawsuit against the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission intended to block a project to build a temporary storage facility for high-level nuclear waste in between Eddy and Lee counties. The project was proposed by New Jersey-based Holtec International and would be designed to hold spent nuclear fuel rods from plants across the country temporarily, while a permanent repository was designed and built. The special legislative session to debate legalizing recreational marijuana begins today in Santa Fe. Lawmakers could not decide the issue during the 60-day regular legislative session. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has made no bones about it. She wants that bill to pass. It's one of the reasons she called the special legislative session. But lawmakers entering today's session are split on the issue. Republican State Senator Cliff Pirtle of Chavez County, who sponsors the bill on the Senate side, comments on the issue.
If we would have passed House Bill 12, I think it would have been a really big mistake. It was basically modeled off of the Colorado model that has failed. So I thought it important to give an option to the members of the legislature to show that we don't have to do it and make the same mistake that Colorado made, that there is a better way. If we do legalize cannabis, that we should do it the right way and do it in a way that best protects public safety.
The special session will cost New Mexico taxpayers $83,000 a day. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.